Hello, everyone. Happy build. Well, hopefully it's over. Otherwise, we're crashing it. That would be weird, Christos, if we're crashing build yet again.
Indeed. Indeed. Happy time zone, everyone. Thank you for joining us.
Thank you for joining us. I'm Donna Sarkar. I am the principal advocate for the Power Platform and Fusion teams here at Microsoft. And my lovely co-host that I'm not pointing at.
Yep. And I'm Christos Matskas. I'm a program manager for the developer advocacy team at Microsoft Identity. And we're going to be your host for the next hour, talking to our awesome audience. We're going to be asking the experts about build and what they felt, what they liked, what they're going to be doing, what they're going to be learning going forward. Mm-hmm. And then we have an exciting day following that with sessions and Hello World and all that. But Let's dive right in. How was your build, Donna? You were fantastic with Seth on stage.
Oh, thank you. You were very kind. We're lucky we're not in jail, honestly, because we broke so much stuff. I was shocked at how much breakable stuff there was and how much it was just random. First, there's a table, and then there's a thing. Then there's 3D printed objects as part of, you know, send in your graphics, and then we will 3D print them. Yes. Then we're like, ooh, you know, stuff to play with. And they're like, no. So they super glued each thing down to the rail. They're like, don't touch them. We're like, wow. Did you do that for us? They were like, yes, they were unglued the rest of the time until you got here.
And I saw we're replacing Seth with this new blob of...
It was a blob of duct tape and paper.
Yes.
So we'd gone off, and when we came back, the production crew had made this blob of duct tape and paper and put eyeballs on it and a tiny paper knife that says Cornelius with a thing of corn nuts, a snack pack of corn nuts. And it was there in Seth's spot when we came back from break. And we were like, what is that? And they were like, we got you another call. So we were like, well, we just got to work with this now.
Well, AI and ML may take over next year, so who knows?
This maybe is what
we'll
I'm saying.
Cornelius presenting the build 2022.
Yeah. Do we have panelists, or are we just going to talk to ourselves? Because that would be weird, Christos.
We can. We have some fantastic people.
Let's see if we've got people. I hear Laurent's here. Is he? Yes. I hear Fantip is here.
Hello.
He does so much Power Platform work for us in Thailand. Hey, Fantip. I hear Rutha's here.
Mm-hmm.
Rutha's here. Ah, there she is. Rutha's here. And then our friend Cheryl Adams is here, who's also on our team.
Yeah.
The Morgan Bell, of course, is here. And we've got
Gregor.
Gregor's here. Yeah, Greg, that's right. Gregor's here. And then Arpita's here, who's also a student ambassador focusing on tech for good. Then our friend Shree's here.
Yes. Welcome, everyone.
Well, here you're nice all here. You. Look, they didn't abandon us like I thought they would. Mm-hmm.
No, and I think everyone's from a different time zone or a different place in the world, so maybe we should kick off the introductions, right?
Yeah, let's do it. Laurent, tell us who you are and what you do, and tag someone else to go next.
Hey, Donna, with pleasure. I'm Laurent. I'm based in Zurich, Switzerland. I'm a cloud advocate, and I worked on build mostly backstage and creating the pages where you can see all the on-demand videos. So that was what I was doing, and now I'm going to tag Morgan.
Tag, I'm it. Hey, everybody. I'm Morgan Bell. I'm a program manager in our advocacy organization, focusing on students and student developers. I was so excited to get to host the Student Zone at Build this year, and also lots of behind-the-scenes work as well. It is 8:05 a.m. where I am at in the Pacific time zone in Redmond, Washington. And I have now been awake for over 5 hours today alone. So it goes to show our dedication and commitment to build.
who should introduce
Oh, I'm me? Supposed to tag somebody.
Yeah, everyone tag someone.
Oh, I don't know who to tag. Shree.
Okay. Hi, everyone. I'm Shree Bhuvneshri Samantla from Hyderabad, India. I'm a Microsoft Learn Student Ambassador, and I'm so glad to be here to talk about the different things we enjoyed in Microsoft Build. I'm a junior from Computer Science Engineering, and I love coding and building new apps, and it's so wonderful to be here. Thank you.
Who should go next, Shree?
Rutha.
Hi, everyone. I'm Rutha. I'm from Seattle, Washington. I'm in the developer care team.
here at Microsoft, working on amplifying Microsoft Q&A, Auth SDK, and supportability. I had a really great time at Microsoft Build. My favorite part was the Into sessions.
Ooh, love it. Who should go next?
Cheryl.
Thank you. My name is Cheryl Adams. I actually work on the content team of SQL Docs. So my specialties are migration, high availability, and business continuity. I had an opportunity to be part of the studio audience, which was a very unique experience. I always look forward to attending Build to see what's new and what are new things that I can try. And let's see, who can I tag? Gregor?
Yep. Hi, everyone. My name is Gregor Sutty. I live in Scotland. I'm an Azure architect and an Azure MVP. I'm also a Microsoft certified trainer, and I work for a company in the Netherlands called Intercept. And I really enjoyed being part of the live audience here at Build. So I'm going to tip. I'm going to choose Pantip to go next.
Yep. Hello, everyone. My name is Pantip. I'm a Microsoft certified trainer, Go Microsoft Learn Student Ambassador, and former Microsoft intern from Thailand. So it's near. It's 10 p.m. in Thailand right now, and I run the local student developer community called Spark Tech Thailand. And nice to meet you, every one of you. And
I think
yeah,
just
the last one. Yeah. Yeah, Vita. Yep. Here you go.
Hi everyone. I was tagged the last here. I'm a Microsoft student ambassador. I'm from Delhi, India. And currently I'm pursuing a bachelor's in computer science, and it's 8:38 p.m. here, and I've been hooked to Build since the very morning. Oh. Thank you.
Oh,
so much dedication in this panel. I love it. I love to see it. Love to see it. Okay,
that's like commitment, you know?
Many of you were part of the live student audience for IntoFocus. Gregor, Fantip, Cheryl, Rutha, Arpita, and Tree. So tell us a little bit about that, because Christos and I were not in the live student audience, I know, or the live audience, shocking, I know. So tell us, what was it like to be a part of the member, and who was the surprise guest during the segment, and what was your reaction? Tell us.
Can I go first?
Yeah. What are these questions you're asking? Just go.
So when I joined up, I was very excited that I've been selected to be there, and then we were going through the rehearsals and everything, and it felt awesome because talking to so many people, I got to know a lot. And then suddenly when we were in the rehearsals, we had for a moment there was a surprise guest theme waiting in the lobby, and I was like, maybe it's a recording. Then they admitted a surprise guest in, and I was still thinking, maybe it's a recording. And then he started talking to us. Surprise guest was Adina, and it so down. I could not believe it. I mean, I remember I was sitting like this, and then I went like,
ah! All right, for people who didn't tune in and have no idea what you're talking about, who was the surprise guest?
Satya.
Exactly. So if you didn't see IntoFocus, OMG, you missed on a fun conversation he had with our live audience. So you should tune into that. It's right after the show. It's in 50 minutes, we kick off the 2-hour IntoFocus bit. You should watch it, even if you have it going on in the background. It was a great one. All right, Cheryl, so what did you think? You were part of this audience.
Well, I had actually not ever participated in Teams altogether before, so that was kind of a unique experience. I didn't realize that I was short. So that was like a very awakening and surprising. As I saw all the other people, and even though we're virtual, I definitely felt my size in the all together team. I felt like a little kid. I needed a Happy Meal or something. But I did like was just the energy from the individuals that were in our group. I was one of the ambassadors that got to talk to people before they joined, and just hearing all the stories and the sincerity and interest and wanting to learn, and just it was just a great experience to see that much positivity in that space.
Definitely. You all kept the energy so good. I loved it. So Fantip, anything cool from being behind the scenes that you'd like to share with our audience?
Yeah, I think when I was the in the rehearsal, when Satya joined the meeting, I was in 3 a.m. in Thailand, and I just woke up. I just don't know what to say. I'm like just shocked. Yeah, but I'm glad to be one of the virtual audience in the Into Focus, and very, very exciting to just watch and learn with all many great people from around the world. Yeah.
I love it. So Arpita, how did you feel during this whole entire thing? And Shri, how did you feel during this whole thing and just being a part of this audience from where
you are? Actually, you can continue.
Am I missing?
Go on, Shri.
Go on, Shri. Sorry, I cut you off.
Yeah, I can continue from where Arpita left, actually. Yes. They were all in the rehearsals, and we were actually enjoying the entire conversation. Scott was talking about what's happening in the backstage and everything, and then Satya just enters, and we were like all shocked. And in India, even I joined around 2:30 a.m., so I was like really excited about it. And when I actually saw Satya, I was like smiling so wide. I couldn't just like with all my teeth. And then I also got to ask him a question, which I was like so happy and thrilled. And that was the first time I ever joined in the virtual live audience in MS World, and I got to ask a question.
I love it. That's pretty
and
cool.
Then, yeah, it was like so exciting. And then I got to ask a question. He was like, "Hi, Shri, glad you could participate." I was like, "Oh my God, Satya just called out my name." So it was so fun. The entire event was so fun. I could talk to a lot of people. The backstage, we could like see the entire event from a third eye view. So the entire event was like really amazing.
You know what's so funny is Satya loves to talk to all of you. It's like his favorite thing. And he doesn't get to do it that often because, you know, he's usually busy approving things or watching, you know, people present stuff. But it's his favorite, even at full to a real build, like in-person build. His favorite thing was when he gets to walk around and meet like the groups of students, the new groups of new hires, groups of this, groups of that. And that is a really, really cool time for him because he gets to actually talk one-on-one with build participants and get their take on the event, the tech, et cetera, et cetera. So it's really, really fun to watch this happen virtually as well. So Gregor, what did you think of all of these shenanigans?
I couldn't actually believe it. Just to even get accepted and to be able to take part was amazing. The fact that I got to spend a good couple of hours with all these new people from all around the world, it was really great to kind of to meet these people and kind of get to know them. And it was also really interesting to get a bit of an insight into all of the stuff that goes on in the background, all the production staff and all the people who kind of run the show, just to get an insight into what it's all about. So it was great, and it was also nice to speak to Scott off camera. That was good as well. So it was brilliant. Absolutely loved it.
Awesome. Okay, cool. All right, so let's talk about Build All Up Up. Christos, I bet he's got a bunch of questions for all of you.
Oh, God, I got so many questions. And there has been a ton of announcements and ton of new features and releases. We saw in the keynotes, we saw sessions. So I'm curious to hear what you found the most interesting or the most exciting announcement or feature that you want to talk about. So let's go with a round robin and see what you like the most and what you're going to be looking at going forward. So let's start with Morgan.
Well, I spent all of my time in the student zone, which was fantastic. So I need to go catch up on most of the announcements. CodeTour was something that I learned about, though, during one of our sessions, which was super cool. So if you haven't checked it out yet, go check it out in VS Code. Oh, and VS Code Pets, also very cool, also a lot of fun. Some of my favorite things, though, we did everything in the student zone from intros to VS Code and GitHub to C Sharp, Python, JavaScript. So we really tried having a well-rounded set of materials for all of the students. And we had a real astronaut join us, which was super cool. He actually came from a programming and development background, actually went to UW, which is right here in the Seattle area, and just talked about how, of course, things about space, but I really loved his take of, we have to really think about Earth and, you know, what's below the surface of the ocean and then what's on land and then how do we keep going up? And we really need an in-depth understanding of those things to even think about space and how we can apply everything to it. And I thought that was a really interesting and unique take on it. And then, of course, we had a career panel, advice about how to get into software development. The last session that I just wrapped up before this with my friend Chloe Condon, who a lot of you may know, we had some great conversations and showed off some cool stuff in Make Code, which is one of my all-time favorite products. So it was really just a fantastic time. And I'll say it just like Satya. That's why I love my job being on the student advocacy team, is because I get to work with students day in and day out, and especially interacting with new ones. Although I would have preferred it to be in person, and I can't wait till we get back there. It was great interacting with students all over the world, even if it was just, you know, in a chat box for now.
Perfect. And most of the stuff that you did are already recorded, which means that people can go and watch them on demand. And I think, do students work with Microsoft Learn? Is that what your platform for pointing people to go and learn new stuff? Is that the best place to go?
Yeah, for sure. So we actually did all of our sessions live, believe it or not. That's why we were up at crazy hours. But yes, they are starting to get posted on the Build website. I know some of our sessions from the first day are already up there, so people should for sure check them out. We do have a student landing page that we did on Learn. So it's kind of a collection of things that we went over at Build and then other things that we recommend for students. We also put together a GitHub repo for students. So if they wanted to go and learn about the different projects that were shown or things that they can build, if they want to, you know, fork off the repo or whatever it may be, they can go check that out. The short URL for filtering off of the Build page is just aka.ms/buildsz for student zone. And then all of the resources are linked to all of our sessions there. So people should feel free to go back and watch and especially follow along with the demos. Take it at your own pace and find something that's interesting to you, because I can guarantee you, you will find something on there.
I might check it as well. You know, I'm still a student, still learning.
We all
are. What about you, Pantip? What did you find as the most exciting bit of Build this year?
Yeah, so for me, I like many things and many announcements from this Build this year. But one thing I want to share is the enhanced Microsoft Teams extensibility for the meeting. So the Together Mode extensibility that let the developer to create custom scene for Teams meeting and share with the user. So I like that where we can customize Together Mode scene, and it's provided easy design experience within the developer portal, so everyone and developer can make meeting more engaging. Yeah,
very nice. Yeah, I have to say that Together Mode and expanding the platform to make it more developer friendly is great. How about you, Laurent? I know you were backstage doing things, but you saw some things coming out, and I'm pretty sure you're excited about some of them.
Yeah, like you said, I was backstage a lot, so I actually was pretty busy, but I always had the Build stream, you know, on one of my monitors. And I think the stuff I'm the most excited about is what I've been doing for more than 20 years, which is all the .NET innovation, which is, I mean, I'm amazed that I literally started doing .NET in 2001, and 20 years later, we are still excited about news. And I've been very much in the Blazor space recently, so it's been quite exciting to see you know, the unification coming in with .NET 6, and especially the fact that now you can actually have your Blazor applications running on the desktop, so you can kind of embed them. And I am going to put myself back in focus. Voila, sorry about that. So that is cool. And also, of course, being in Azure, I also enjoyed very much, you know, seeing the announcement. And one thing that was really interesting for me is that you can now have apparently your own Azure region, which I love that, because I want to be the king of, you know, my own Azure region. And so I'm totally going to check it out. So basically, for those who didn't hear the announcement, it's a way to run a lot of our service on Azure Stack and on some embedded devices. And now we have even more than before, you can run Azure Functions and everything out of your own living room if you want. And I think that having the lohu.ch region sounds very interesting.
I know I'll be deploying my resources to the Laurent region from now on.
I'm not happy to let you do that. I'm a little bit worried, but we'll see.
capacity issues. I understand. Okay.
I just want to mention, because a lot of people were talking about watching the sessions on demand, and that's going to occupy my time for the next probably until the next build pretty much. And so what I was doing backstage was creating the pages where you can see all those sessions. So if you go to docs.microsoft.com/events, and then you can see the build events, and we are continuously adding new sessions over the next few days. You'll be able to see that. We all have, for example, the students session there and everything else. So you can go and check it out.
Awesome work. Thanks for your hard work. What about you, Ritha? What about you? What was your favorite bit?
So by far, of course, the Intel Focus, being part of the audience, the prize was huge, something I'll always remember forever. But also the announcement. So the no-code Power Apps with natural language was really exciting to hear about. The Microsoft Teams collaborative apps, the Power Apps developer plan, and also the Power BI streaming data flows and automatic aggregation was really cool to hear about. And the Power FX in the low-code language to build Canvas apps was really exciting to hear about. And lastly, I'd say the ability to use Power Fix for commanding was really exciting and something to look into and catch up on.
Yeah, there was a lot of content there and a lot of new announcements. I'm pretty sure you're excited about that, as was Donna, because as soon as you said Power Apps, she jumped up. Why not, right? I mean, it is a fantastic platform.
Obviously, hello, let's go right there. And also, I knew I liked you, Ritha. I knew it. I don't know why, but I do. You're going to get so much homework right about now, because I'm like, you like that, did you? Like, me, you and Fantip need to do a thing.
Right. So we have Cyril, who is in the SQL team. So is it right to assume that you liked all the data announcements that went out there, or did you have a different bit that you liked?
Well, of course, being on the SQL Docs team, I have to give a shout out to our team. We did some excellent work. SQL Ledger came out, and there's great documentation out about that. So I want to give a shout out to Van, but also to Mike, another great person on the team who was behind the scenes pulling all this content together. Being on a content team gives you a great perspective on the full circle of how people come to Microsoft and learn. But for me especially, I'm gonna put a tap in for Donna as well. The Power Apps, the activity around Power Apps was inspiring to me, so much so that I am sponsoring a small youth camp with several youth. We're getting some refurbished computers, we're gonna be connecting virtually, and we're gonna be building Power Apps over the summer. So any opportunity that I found that there was something like a free tier, I'm building some content around Power Apps to use with these young people so that they can be empowered to build things on their own. So I was excited to see that. It's kind of building into my plan. I'm getting computers together to be sent out to these young people, and we're going to do our own summer camp. So I appreciate Build because it inspired me to push forward with my plan.
Wow. Inspiring developers. I love it. It's great. We have an Azure architect, so I'm curious to see what Gregor has to say about Build this year and what he found as the most exciting bit.
Yeah, I've got quite a lot of notes written down, to be honest with you. But first of all, I wanted to say a big thank you to the people who put the Book of News together, because that's where you can go and find out all of the information to start off with. So a wee shout out to the people who put that together. Most exciting announcement is actually something that people from my work were working in a private preview. That was the Azure App Services on AKS with Azure Arc, the preview of that. So that's basically you can run logic apps, function apps, web apps, and things like that within AKS, within App Services. So it's in preview just now, but I think to me personally, that was the most exciting announcement. But the other things I came across, GitHub Codespaces. I've been lucky enough to be on the beta of that, and it should be exciting for people to be able to use that. That's an amazingly cool feature. Another one is Hot Reload in .NET 6. Got a wee shot of that earlier on today. Jeff Fritz was showing you that when you could learn about Blazor, which was a really amazing session. What else have we got? We've got PowerShell Durable Functions. That's also very cool. And Durable Functions now also has SQL Server backend rather than just table storage. That's also cool. And probably last but not least, shout out to the Azure Communication Services, which has now got a UI library. So really looking forward to having a look at that as well.
Very nice. Yeah, that you covered quite a bit there. Excellent. What about you, Arpita? What was your favorite bit?
Okay. So first of all, this was the first build, so I was very excited about it, like how things go, how the sessions would be. And then I came across this one session, which was my favorite, so I'm going to talk about it. Tech that saves lives. It was more into RPA and using the cloud platforms of Microsoft. Like, I love cloud, and I've been working on that. And then they told me how they're using Azure and Power Platform and Dynamics 365 and 365 to bring a better object for others so that people could collaborate, engage, and of course, the portal could be secure. That was my favorite because, yes, that's what I want people to do. Just use the tech for good. Use the tech for the better thing there. Thank you.
Very nice. Make the world a better place.
I love that. I love that so much because, you know, if we're not using our skills and our superpowers to make the lives of other people better, what are we even doing? Why are we doing this? So I love that answer, Arpita, so much. I haven't even gotten to see that session, but I've now added it to my schedule thing. So thank you.
A giant backpack, as we call it, right? It has so many things there. And last but not least, we have Sri. Sri, what did you find as the most exciting bit of build?
I am actually very excited about apps. And this time we had a lot of sessions which were talking about cloud native apps. And then I had student ambassadors talking about Microsoft Stack, where we could build cross hybrid and multi-cloud apps. It was really fun to actually get to know everything. And also, I really love the fact that the underlying tone of this entire session was, with this technology, we have to build a platform where everyone else can build their own tools. Like, we're actually running towards a world where it's not going to be like just a tech sector, but as Satya said in his keynote, it's going to be tech intensity. So where everybody has to get updated with their tools and also create their own tools. So now that we have so many apps running, and we also have Microsoft giving us so many tools to create apps, and we had so many sessions where we had projects and on-code sessions where we could build apps on different solutions which we can bring up in the real world. So these sessions on cloud native hybrid apps, and also using the intelligent cloud native apps where the entire thing is revolving around data and AI. A lot of people think AI will rule out human work, but that doesn't happen because humans are creating AI. So then we are actually implementing data AI into apps. We're creating something revolutionary. We don't actually know what's going to come up in the store, but I think there's something really big happening. So that was really fun.
Awesome. Very, very nice.
Hey, Christos.
Yes, yes.
I forgot something.
Go for it.
Okay, so I had to give a shout out and plug for Scott Hanselman and Friends developer keynote. It was so good. It was so clever. I actually saw Scott in person the day that they wrapped filming for it, and he just could not stop talking about it. So I did get a little bit of a sneak preview ahead of time, and I was like, this is going to be fantastic. And so, and then seeing just people in there and interacting with him, which I don't think people realize, but the other folks that were in there, like Leslie and Isaac and Felicia, they're all on the teams that actually create these developer keynotes typically. So for example, Isaac's over in Azure Marketing, and so he helps put those together end to end. Leslie and Felicia are PMs under Visual Studio and .NET. And so these aren't just actors or things to be funny. These are the real people that work on these products. So the casual take, the sassiness, the kind of office vibes that it had, I thought it was hilarious. It was interesting to watch, learned a lot, but I hope that if when we do move forward and hopefully have some of these things in person, but I also hope that we'll keep it hybrid because I do love allowing everybody to see the amazing stuff we're coming out with. That we will get more fun and we will get we will be more creative. And I guess, of course, leave it to Scott Hanselman to open up a developer keynote with a TikTok video and then an office like segment. So well done, Scott. Well done, friends. It was great.
Yeah, I was going to say That's exactly what I was going to say, but you stole my thunder, which is great. I mean, it was a fantastic keynote, and it's so out there, right? It's not a boring traditional somebody on stage talking about things. It's interacting with the PMs that write the products, and they made it fun and exciting and engaging. And we got to see so many friends from all these different teams, including marketing and engineering, and of course, Huntsman leading the way, which was brilliant. Back to you, Donna.
You know, I love the dev keynote. I knew nothing about it before. I knew they were up to some shenanigans, but there was so much just stuff that went on behind the scenes. Like, it was shot here on campus, apparently, and then they crashed, like, this conference room and put in, like, black fabric on the walls to make it look like a movie theater. And then it was so wonderful to see our friend Abel Wang there.
Yes.
We were not expecting to see him this year because he's out right now for cancer treatment. So it was amazing to see Abel back talking about Hot Reload, his favorite thing. And I was like, is that Abel? And he, like, appeared like this ninja, right? It was so cool. That was my favorite part of all of Build, was seeing Abel Wang on screen again, because it's like legitimately the only Build where Abel wouldn't have demoed something really cool in, like, the most interesting way possible.
Yes.
So that was my favorite part of all of Build by far.
And for the Microsoft people that are watching us, not to mention an honorary mention to Nelson.
Yes.
Nelson was there, and I love that. The fact that we brought him in, it was brilliant.
So backstory for people who don't know what that is, Nelson is, we have these standards of business compliant videos talking about security for the company and things you shouldn't do, like share your customers' data with other people without asking permission. Nelson was the guy in season one who did that. And we were like, you are so fired. Oh my God, you were fired. He's not a real person. He's like an actor. No. But we were like, Nelson, how are you not fired? How do you still have a job? Like, if we were as dumb as you, we'd be fired. But Nelson has redeemed himself over the last, like, four seasons. And now he's, like, a mentor and role model to other people to not do dumb things. And that's why Nelson called Scott to ask him about the security and privacy of his demos. And now Nelson is, like, the guy. He's like, don't be like me. Don't do it. Don't do it. Here's how to not be like me. Here's how to be a good ambassador for security and privacy. So it's this, like, whole inside joke now. So in the Build, in the keynote, in the dev keynote, you'll see when they first walk in the room, on the wall, there's a standards of business conduct poster that they've handmade to celebrate the fact that it's kind of a teaser that Nelson's going to be crashing us later. So I thought that was pretty cute. I have a separate question for everybody, a FOMO question. Which session did you not get to see and you're sorry you missed it and want to see if you can catch it on demand? I'll call on Gregor first.
So I wanted to go to the Jeff Fritz section where he was doing how to be a streamer.
Yep.
But unfortunately, the link was broken. I don't think too many people got in. So it was recorded, which is good. So we'll get to see it. But I would really like to see Jeff's tips on how to become a live streamer. So that was the one I missed. Yeah.
He's like one of the best in the world at this. I don't know how he does it because I can't even read the chat and talk to you at the same time, much less like be funny, be do something useful while reading a chat, answering questions and remembering what you're doing. I'm like, that's some focus skills and some good multitasking skills. So I've watched one of his sessions on how to do it. And he's like, and it's simple. And you do this and that and this thing. And I'm like, what was the first one? It's a skill, but you develop it by doing it a lot. So you should definitely check that session out. It'll be so good. Okay, Arpita, what was your FOMO thing? The thing you missed and you want to check out on demand or whenever?
Okay, this is not gonna be good. I actually did not get to attend the InterFocus session because during the live, I was there in the virtual audience. And after that, I was sleeping because it did not match my time zone. And I feel so bad about it. Like, I've been hearing about it for some time now, and then I hear you all talk about how good it was, how good everything there was, and I'm like, oh, no.
That well, it's is one thing I should do. Legitly in 30 minutes for 2 hours.
So, wow.
Yeah, so you can catch it, like, right after this. If you just hang out on Learn TV, it's on the whole thing from end to end, soup to nuts, like the backstage, the there's a segment in there where Kevin Scott interviews a bunch of people. It's really good. I'm like, what? But he interviews this woman who does Adafruit IoT projects. That was so interesting. Her demo was so cool. You'll all want to go out and buy Raspberry Pis and, like, do this demo when you see it. It was really, really good. Okay. Laurent, what was your FOMO session? Didn't get to see, but going to.
Yeah, you have spoiled it so much, but I was only able to see about one third of the Into Focus session. So I saw it until pretty much until Abel came, and I was so happy to see him again because he's a great friend, and you know, it was so good to see him on screen. But then after that, and my wife actually called me for dinner, and dinner is a special time, and so I was not about to actually drag my laptop to the dinner table. and then after that, I just got busy and I couldn't watch it on demand yet. So I'm super excited to see it. And I'm just so very disappointed that I'm not going to be surprised by what's happening with Kevin Scott and with Nelson, because you already told me everything. So, but I'm very impatient to see it. I'm impatient to see it on the screen anyway. So that's going
honestly,
to be good.
We can't justify in words how fun the whole thing was, like the entire end to end. And the whole story kind of went together, and there's a whole interview with Julia Louis, and it was just it's really worth seeing. Like,
the thing that really cracked me up in the beginning was I think it was Leslie who was telling Scott that could have been an email, and so many of our Teams meeting, you know, where okay, that could have been an email, and the whole keynote as an email was really funny to me. So
Exactly.
Or, you know, you also had the part where, not too many spoilers, but Golnaz, who helps run our Channel 9 studios, who's amazing, by the way, shout out Golnaz. She's like in the back row of the theater, just suddenly pops up and has like one of those speaker things, you know, that they use in movies. And Scott's demoing some piece of code, and she like yells at him like, Hanselman, because she wants him to make the font bigger so that she can see it. But I just think it was hilarious.
Yeah, this is really funny.
It was funny. Okay, Fantip, what was your FOMO thing you didn't get to see, but plan to?
Yeah, so I saw the developer keynote from the Scott Hanselman, but I didn't watch the Scott Guthrie Unplugged Home Edition.
Oh, yeah.
yeah, that's one I will watch it later.
That was great. He talks about the entire dev stack. You know how each other technical segment was like deep dive into one thing, but he tells the whole story. I feel like that one was probably in the whole conference, out of the 2 days, the most sort of holistic telling the entire Microsoft developer story, why we do certain things, how things work together, where to invest. Yeah. And he talked about the biggest economic opportunity for developers on the planet. AKA how to make the most money as a developer. So you should tune into that, because Scott's super smart.
If I may interject, there is also an amazing blog post that he wrote, which is out. I think it came out yesterday, probably. And it's a great companion to that session. So if anybody didn't see any session yet at Build and is interested in the cloud space and everything, I would start there, probably like reading the blog post and watching Scott's session. That's a great start.
So Cheryl, what was your FOMO session?
Well, definitely it sounds like the keynotes, the two Scotts. I was kind of working around being part of the audience and trying to do work as well. So I did miss those two. I'm also very interested in the subsystem for Linux. And I know that there was a release for that because they're going to have graphic OS on the apps now. So I'm very, very interested in that. I've been working with that for a while. It's also part of my kind of give back plan to the youth group that I'm going to be working with this summer. So I definitely want to go and take a look at that and see if I can use it to help out the kids this summer.
Love it. That's awesome. So Arpita, what was your FOMO session?
The Into Focus one.
Oh yeah, sorry. I asked you already, and I'm like, you're like Into Focus because the middle of the night. Shree, what was yours?
I'm having a FOMO moment right now when you all are talking about the Scott Hanselman note. I missed that. Now I'm going to go check that out.
Oh my god! I like how no one has actually watched this. I thought
actually we're all. And actually, I think I missed the app development with Scott and his friends. I know everybody's talking about it, but I somehow missed it. Actually, there's so much going on. There's a technical session, there's a connection zone, there's student zone, and there's so many resources happening in the student zone. So there's a clash of time, but I'm definitely going to go check it out. And also there was one more video, I mean, one more session where they were talking about Azure Arc, where they could build cloud native apps anywhere and run them anywhere. That was really cool. I missed it because of the time zone, but I'm definitely going to watch the on-demand.
That is awesome. I love how all of us kind of miss that. That's really funny because I assumed all of you have seen it because you're in the student audience, but what a weird assumption that is.
I think this is a different session. I don't watch the in-focus part, but there was one more session where I was I saw one more session where it was like app development with Scott and his friends.
That's right.
I don't know which one was the session, but I'm like really excited to watch it. And I know how Scott actually talks. He's so lively. And when he was in part of the in-focus, he had this beyond CSST.
Yes.
And maybe we should take a moment to like notice that.
To appreciate the beyond CSS shirt. Yeah, I know, that was pretty funny. I like the other guy he was interviewing in IntoFocus. He works at GitHub and he's like, I too am a Beyonce fan. I'm like, I love this conversation right now. This is great. So Ritha, what was your FOMO moment?
Yeah, I had a few. the first one would be the Imagine Cup. I didn't get a chance to watch that this year. So I definitely want to go back and watch that. The other thing is the experts for building scalable startups with Microsoft Azure and Microsoft Teams.
Okay.
And of course the keynotes and the talks about Visual Studio.
Definitely. That Imagine Cup was great. The Imagine Cup finals were really good. Those teams, those final four were incredible. And that would have been like, thank God I'm not judging this. I'd be like, four-way tie. You know, it would have ended badly. But I love the winning team. I thought I was so happy to see them. And I already threatened them. I'm like, I'm going to come find you in the world and help you with your project because your project is incredibly important. So I love the Imagine Cup winners this year. I think they were the best we've ever had, like, in 20 years. I seriously do believe that. They were really, really good this year.
Yeah, so Chris, Donna, I'm with you.
Yeah.
Oh, sorry. I was just going to say, if anybody did miss the Imagine Cup and the finals, they have to go watch it. I mean, these students are so inspiring. The things that they build are, have real life applications, and they do go out there and they do make a change. Mm-hmm. And so many of them too are for their communities and problems that they have within them, which are also a lot of global issues. Mm-hmm. And the four finalists were from all over the world. They had different topics in all of their projects. I agree. The projects were just absolutely fantastic. And fun fact, this next year for Imagine Cup is our 20th anniversary. So it's going to be big and it's going to be awesome.
Ooh, okay. So actually I have a favor. All of you who either are students or know students, please go tell your friends to apply and enter the Imagine Cup because it is such a good way to, there's a few things, right? Everyone's focused on the end result, which is I want mentorship with Satya. I want to make this money and I want to win this Imagine Cup, which is a very, very cool set of prizes. That's great. But the process by which you get there is an amazing resume builder. And I don't think people understand how much, it doesn't matter where you live, if you form a team with people and tackle a real actual social issue and learn a bunch of tech to solve it, like the best way to learn tech is to have a real problem that matters to you, right? Mm. This is a resume builder. You should like, put all of the skill sets you learned, you should put all this teamwork, and you should actually put like the final project demo somewhere, right? Whether it's on YouTube or GitHub or whatever. You should document that because I have gone to many countries to hire people, and if they have entered the Imagine Cup, even if they weren't a finalist, a semi-finalist, whatever, if they've got a project they can show me, I am much more motivated to believe that they're going to do really well at Microsoft because this is exactly how we work. We're like, here's a real problem. Here's a bunch of people. Let's get together, learn everything we need, solve it. So enormously good resume builder, such a good resume builder, really stands out from like everybody else in the world. So really do encourage your student friends to apply because even just entering and having something to show is pretty powerful. I think Morgan will agree because she talks to way more students than I do.
I 100% agree. And I get asked all the time, you know, if I want a job at Microsoft or if I want to work in tech, you know, what languages should I learn? What courses should I take? What certifications should I get? And I say, that's all great. And you should absolutely do that. But it's building that portfolio, showing not just like, oh, hey, look, I can code, but these are the things I've built, and actually having those real world examples and being able to demo a project that you worked on. I mean, that's what you'll be doing in the real world anyway, especially as an industry professional. And so I do think it's a great way to highlight that. It's a great way to meet new people. And another thing, Donna, that I get asked a lot, especially at hackathons and everything, they're like, I want to talk to, you know, an engineer at Microsoft. I want to meet people. I want that mentorship. And that's another big part of the Imagine Cup, is that as students actually progress along and in the process, they're getting mentored by Microsoft engineers and Microsoft cloud advocates. And I'm not just saying like, here's a piece of feedback via email. They are live sessions. They are giving feedback. There's tons of like rehearsals and presentation skills and everything you gain. And so I'd also encourage that anybody that's looking to expand your network and your presentation skills and expand your portfolio, so that when you do go look for that job or for that internship, you're able to say, hey, look, here's the thing I did. It's concrete. And most people know the name Microsoft, I would have to say. So it's a pretty well-known one that people can really get behind and get excited about.
Exactly. There's so many ways to get your dream job. Right? So many ways. Like all of us, I would love to have a Learn TV session on how did you get to the position you're in now? Like literally, don't just tell me, oh, I got a computer science degree and I arrived. There's so many other things that went into it, like the hustling, the relationship building, the doing this project, doing favors for people, working for free. I don't mean at a company, but like as a side hustle, while doing your day job because you want to be on this team. Like Morgan the other day shared very interesting insight where in her previous job, she was not going to build because she wasn't seen as essential. Now she like legitimately runs the student zone at Build 2 years later. I love that story, Morgan. I feel like we should have one of these career journey ask the experts things, because there's so many people want to know, not just students, just people who want to tech switch careers, switch jobs, get a different job, get a better job. You know, there's so many different ways to do it.
So yeah. I 100% agree. And we were actually saying that as we were opening the student zone this year is, you know, a student doesn't just have to be somebody who's enrolled in a university, in a college. You don't have to be in high school or secondary school. People that are learning to code on their own, people that are in a bootcamp, maybe you're 25 years into your career and you're looking for that change. You are absolutely a student, and we want to be able to help you too. And I think that there is that common misconception, especially amongst younger students, that all right, there is one straight path. If I want to be a developer, or if I want to work at a company like Microsoft, you know, I get good grades in high school. I go to a good school with CS. I do some internships and voila, I've made it and my life goals are complete. And we talked a little bit about this on the panel that we had. And Donna, I know during the Student Ambassador Summit, you had some great insights in the talk that you did. And I shared myself just in the student zone the other day. I don't have a computer science degree. I went to a polytechnic institute where I did mechanical engineering and management engineering, and then I did a master's in management, so business. But I don't actually have that CS background, but I've always been passionate about technology. I love working with people and seeing the high level on projects. And so that's actually how I got hired out of university, is they're like, you could make a good PM. And so I think having those other skill sets and being able to show how you are unique and you can contribute is really important. Do I have imposter syndrome? Oh yeah. But I think everybody does in some way, shape or form. So I constantly have to remind myself that you are here, you are valuable. You bring unique skills that other people may not have. And that's the beauty of having diverse teams. And so I am with you, Donna. We should absolutely do a session about journeys into tech. And then also once you're in tech, I think that's the other common misconception is you can totally move around. I'm just about to hit my fourth year here at Microsoft. I was a technical PM coming in as working under DevTools and on an internal tool. I think you were referencing my tweet from the other day. And I really wanted to go to Build. And they're like, oh, well, we're not presenting anything because we're internal tools. So we'd have to buy you a ticket and that's not going to happen. And I was just crushed. It's like, but I want to learn and I want to network and I want to meet people. And so as I've moved along my career, I've gotten closer and closer to the things I want to do on a day-to-day basis. And now I just got to help run the student zone and host it. And dreams do come true, Donna, but you're right. It's about the hustle. It's about the networking and the people you know. And I think following really what you're passionate about and not what other people think you should do or what you feel like you have to do.
Mm-hmm. Totally true. Now that we've totally derailed Christos' session with the career talk.
Sorry, Christos.
No, Christos, no. I'm going to hand back to you because you have actual questions about build.
Well, I think it's totally valid. It's totally valid. And the fact that we have such a diverse audience when it comes to build, and the fact that we empower everyone to be a developer, it's a fantastic thing. We have so many free things for developers out there. If you're starting your career journey, we have free Azure services, free developer tools, free learning experiences for everyone. So everybody can be a student. I'm an internal student. I will never stop learning because it's so exciting to learn new things. And by the way, some of the most gifted and amazing developers I've met have never actually studied CS. They picked up the skill as they went. My colleague and my partner in crime, JP, he has a music degree. And this guy is a genius, right? So obviously, I would have to say that everybody can be a developer if they want to. And there's so many resources. Reach out to us if you want any help. Now, we did derail the conversation a little bit, but we're going to come back to our fantastic audience. So the question I have for you is, would you, once the things go back into some normality, I hope eventually we'll get some normality back with this whole pandemic. But assuming that things go back into some normality, are you going to travel next year? Are you going to go into conferences? Are you going to meet friends that you actually made through this process? And what are your plans for the next year? Let's start with Sarah.
Oh, I would love to have the opportunity to attend a conference. I personally have been a conference speaker locally here in the Bay Area for a nonprofit organization that works with underrepresented groups and minorities. And so I really enjoyed the breakout sessions talking about different technologies. I think it's so important to show people these advantages. I think there's still a lot of misconceptions about what technology is, how difficult it is to get in. And I think when people hear the real stories from people who are doing the work, as Donna talked about the hustle, I think those are the connections that you make, that side, that hallway chat that they talk about, where you interact with people, you know, who got the t-shirt, who didn't get the t-shirt. I definitely look forward to going back and getting that energy back in person.
Awesome. Yes. If you get the opportunity to do some talking, you don't have to be an expert. As long as you're passionate about something, then go out there and help people build stuff. I know Laurent has done a ton of public speaking and he's an expert now. Laurent, tell us your plans for next year, my friend.
Yeah, I mean, you know, I was traveling. Mm-hmm. I was actually in the middle of Ignite the Tour, which took us to, it was supposed to take us to 14 different cities, and it was cut short by the pandemic last year. And then we converted everything to online. I love to speak online. It's also something that I've been doing even before when I was able to travel. But for me, there is no replacement for an in-person conference, and especially all the amazing networking. You know, I was an MVP for 11 years before I joined Microsoft, and this feeling of community and meeting people and actually going all around the world and having, you know, I joked about that because when I started traveling, I was always eating alone at restaurants. And then when I started being more active in the communities, then I had dinner plans every night. And this is really what I meet, like going you know, from Asia to Africa to the Americas and meeting the people. So definitely as soon as we can, I want to be back. But I think we'll have a huge opportunity to also rethink the way that conferences are working and to go for a hybrid model, because we also have to understand that having online content, live online content, is also very inclusive, right, for everybody who actually cannot travel. So we are very privileged, obviously, to be able to take a plane and go. But we also need to think of everybody who cannot do that. And I think this is going to be a very interesting challenge for us in the developer advocacy and the developer relations at Microsoft for the next few years. I'm very excited about that.
Awesome. What about you, Ritha?
Yeah, I'm really excited. I am looking forward to, you know, present as much as I can in any conferences, upcoming conferences in the upcoming year ahead. So if you all, you know, have any conferences, please send them my way. I want to sign up, and you know, I want to work on signing up and meeting new people as well, and developers around the world. I had the chance, you know, during Build virtually this year, but also, of course, it's a huge miss out of like not really meeting people in person, but I had that opportunity being live in the audience. So, yeah.
Well, hopefully we'll see you in some event near us soon. And yes. If people are looking for a speaker, then they can reach out to you. You have your Twitter handle over there. What about you, Gregor? What are your plans for next year?
I've just been in a job for 6 months and actually not met anyone from my company. So first of all, I'm looking forward to meeting my new colleagues in person. So I'll be traveling to the Netherlands, which would be nice. The last few years before COVID, I managed to travel to Experts Live EU, which was fabulous, and also Ignite 2019 in Florida. So they're definitely going to be in my radar going forward. So Ignite and Build and probably Experts Live going forward. Met a lot of people during the sessions during Build, so really like to meet these people in person, and a lot of the people who I talk to on Twitter. It'd be really nice to meet them in person and kind of go for something to eat and spend some time with them.
Yeah. Virtual friends become real friends. I've met Laurent like that, so you know it is a great opportunity to do this. What about you, Partip?
Yeah, for the next year, if I have a chance to just join the in-person developer conference, I will, yeah. And I just attend 2 developer conference in person. That is the Build in 2018 and Ignite the Tour in Sydney, Australia. Mm-hmm. So that's what awesome to just learn new technology and connect with a diverse group of the student developer and to just great speaker to just hear it in on the stage. Yeah.
One of the best ways to advance your career is to network, make friends, work on exciting projects, connect with other people. They lead to a lot of opportunities. So if you are up for it, and if you're somebody that likes to make new friends, then the tech community is a fantastic place to be. How about you, Arpita? What are your plans for next year?
For next year? Okay, I actually met a lot of people who work in bringing tech and society together, and I'm so interested in meeting them because I have a thing for that, and that's the kind of development I love. And I can't even tell you how much I'm excited because I'd start jumping here. I just want to meet them, learn more about tech and how we can use things together, and I just want to be there for anyone who wants any kind of help in that. That's my plan for the coming year.
Fantastic. Helping the community get better. I love it. I would like to thank everyone for coming today. Thank you, Donna. Thanks all our guests from all around the world. I know it's late for some of you from wherever you are. Really appreciate your time. We learned so many things from you, and hopefully we'll take this feedback and build a better Build next year.